Mason Nealon here today, joining me from the Kemper Knights football program. Going to be Brayton Alford as he signs to go play at Iowa Western. Brayton, thank you for joining us here today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So, talk to me about kind of your high school career. What got you to this decision, and what led you to kind of know that you wanted to play next level football?
Playing at the next level has always been a dream of mine since I was little. I've always had inspirations of playing in the NFL, and I feel like to get to that, the next step is playing in college. No matter what the level is, whether it's D1, D2, FBS, I've always had a passion for football, and that's been my dream. Throughout my high school career, I suffered a broken foot my sophomore year, my very first game, so I was not able to play at all that year. I then was able to re-break my foot second game my junior year, limiting me with my ability. I ended up playing the rest of the season on it broke, but I was not explosive, fast. I couldn't really do much. I was limited to just playing defense only at linebacker. And then this senior year is where things took off. At the beginning of the year, I was planning on going to Iowa Western because I didn't have much opportunity besides some small D2s, UNI, stuff like that. So my plan was always to go to Iowa Western, but as the season went on, had a good season, had a few FBS D1 teams reach out, like Boise State and Iowa State. But it was kind of hard at the time being so late because at that time, many colleges are already looking at the next class of 2027. And usually some of the few colleges that have like a few roster spots open would hit me up. And I feel like just not having that extra game film really set me back in the recruiting process. And that's why I felt like going JUCO was the best fit for me anyways. I feel like there's better out there for me. And I felt like going to one of those options was just selling myself short.
Brayton, this season you guys go on and win a state title. Do you feel like that helped a little bit in the recruitment process that you were on a big stage and able to have some other guys look at you?
Oh yeah, for sure. I had a lot of coaches texting me just because I was in that state, like the Final Four and then championship, stuff like that. I had a lot of coaches reaching out, sitting there watching my game. I feel like that like helped push the film out more, and like our team in general too. Like I was talking about my other teammates like Lucas Steele, Brock, other people like that, and they were looking at them, and I feel like that just put us out there.
For you personally, I know you talked a little bit, but what was the recruitment process like, and what other schools were kind of looking at you?
Yeah, it's really a roller coaster. It's really crazy, honestly. I didn't really understand how crazy the portal is and coaches and stuff like that is until I was being in this position. The schools that I was talking to a lot this year were Boise State. I was offered by Boise State, Iowa State, UNI, that I've had interest from others, like schools, like Iowa, stuff like that. But, yeah, the big one was Iowa State. That was a big one. I was really one of my top schools until the crazy coaching switch with Campbell and everyone leaving to Penn State. Stuff like that, and that just the new coaching staff, I'm not really familiar with them. Didn't have a good like relationship connection with them, so that's why I kind of leaned away from them. Boise State, the distance and stuff like that, I don't know, I just felt like it was better out there for me.
For you personally, what did you like about the Iowa Western campus or the people there, or what was it that kind of drew you there?
My relationship with the coaches. I know the coaches for a very long time. They know my dad. We have a good connection there. And honestly, it's the production of Iowa Western, like, they're telling me, like, coaches, when you look at JUCO, Iowa Western is the top JUCO, and if, like, coaches are always in and out of there with the airport in Omaha being right next to the campus, they'll be there at practices, camp, stuff like that. And I just feel like just going there, just having that, like, Iowa Western stamp on me just helps already push me out there enough.
Talk to me about what it was like the first time you headed over there. What'd you see, and how'd you kind of feel?
When I headed over there, I liked how everything was super close, like, everything's walking distance. Basically, all the buildings are connected too, from the training room, weight room, stuff like that, locker room, classes, cafeteria. And it just felt like home. It was just nice and small, nothing too big, not a lot of distractions going around. Really, when you're up there, it's just football. Football and school, that's all I got to focus on, numbers of distractions to keep me away from doing what I love.
Brayton, what are you going to go to school there for?
I'm planning on doing something in the construction business. But since I have a lot of credits right now from taking DMAC in high school, I think I might study general studies to finish my AA or AS. And then once I go to like a four-year school after JUCO, I might try to pursue something construction management, maybe business.
For you as well, I know we talked about, you know, you want to go to the next level, possibly make it to the NFL there. What does Iowa Western offer that may be able to help you get there?
So like based on my options, I was really thinking about going others, like, yeah, like you and I, stuff like that. Like, their job is to keep me for 4 to 5 years all throughout my college career. Well, Iowa Western's job is to push me out and get me out of Iowa Western as fast as possible. And I didn't see myself playing 4 or 5 years or any other options. And I felt like that was a big decision because Iowa Western's main priority is to get me to leave. And they told me they don't see why I don't go there for a semester and leave. With the talent I have, that little chip on my shoulder will help get me out there.
For you as well, when you get to Iowa Western, is that the goal to leave kind of as soon as you can and maybe find something bigger?
Oh yeah, for sure. That's the main goal is to get out there and get a better opportunity and stuff like that. And yeah, like they said, they said they don't see why I could go there, ball out in camp, play maybe leaving some semester within a year. They don't see why I'm there too long. So with all the looks that I have now, so they're never gonna leave, and more schools are gonna keep piling on with more film I get.
For you, do you know what your role is going to be, or position wise, or kind of what are you going to be doing there?
Yeah, they said mainly defense. They said I really fit in their scheme well, playing as a linebacker safety type. Kind of like a nickel. They said also my athletic ability, they said I can play both ways, maybe possibly sometimes a running back receiver, offensive also, but mainly just defense.
I know we've had some other kids in this area go down to Iowa Western. Have you talked to any of those guys that are going to be heading down there that are already playing down there?
No, not much. I've been talking to Logan Minkin though, who's been there for a year, long snapper out of Carroll from last year. I'm talking to him about stuff like the experience, stuff like that, and yeah, I'm gonna be playing my room with him soon. I'm just trying to get a connection with all the guys. But no, I've not talked to many people that have recently committed from around here.
When you finally broke the news there, what were the reactions like? Was it a lot of positive stuff coming your way?
Oh yeah, for sure. There was nothing but positivity. Everyone was really supportive of the decision, and stuff like that. I mean, a lot of people were shocked though, thinking I would go to a bigger school, knowing I had bigger school options. But yeah, nothing but positivity from the community.
How much did this last season with Kemper kind of help you get to that next level as well?
Oh, tremendously. The coaching from the Steinkamp, everybody around, just the support from Kemper, and I don't know, yeah, just everything at the school. I feel like without making that switch from Carroll to Kemper, I never would have had these opportunities. I feel like they really helped develop me and push me out there, and they actually really truly care for me. And yeah, I'm so thankful for Kemper.
Well, Brayton, I think that's all we got for you here. We wish you the best of luck with your career coming up at Iowa Western.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.